The gruff nasal call of the great bustard had been absent from our farmlands until recently, when the first birds bred in the wild for over 180 years. Weighing around 16 kilograms, the male great bustard is one of the heaviest flying birds in the world, and it's tall too. Stately in appearance, the males stand at a meter high. The head and neck are pale blue-grey, the body and tail rufous brown with black bars, and the underparts white. Males in breeding plumage grow large white whiskers and can be heard at this time of year squabbling over territory, in which they will later display to females. Great bustards were most common in Wiltshire and East Anglia, but in the past they were hunted to extinction, and the last known breeding birds in the UK were in 1832. Today, great bustards are back on Salisbury Plain, thanks to the work of the Great Bustard Group. The group aims to establish a self-sustaining population in the UK. The reintroduction programme began using eggs and young birds from southern Russia, where many nests are inadvertently destroyed by approaching tractors. A scheme to rescue the eggs was put in place, and today some of these birds are now nesting in the big sky landscapes of Wiltshire.